You might as well start calling me Confucius, or whatever the hell name is for an old-time scholar or fortune-teller, reader of the future. You get my point. I have been telling you guys for the better part of a year that Aaron Rodgers was eventually going to try and force himself out of Green Bay. When the Packers drafted Jordan Love last year in the first round, I said Aaron Rodgers' days in Green Bay were numbered. The clock was ticking. I made a video last summer outlining the options the Packers had in terms of trading or releasing Aaron Rodgers at the time. Now, to sum it up, the options are limited. We'll get to that in just a second, but when the story was released Thursday afternoon that Aaron Rodgers might not return to Green Bay this season, I just sat back and laughed. Because this is classic Aaron Rodgers. I told you guys a couple of months ago that the Packers were lucky because Deshaun Watson was the headline story in the NFL with all the sexual harassment allegations against him. If that were not the case, Aaron Rodgers would have been the number one story in the NFL for the past 2 or 3 months. I also told you that eventually the Deshaun Watson story would die down. And the closer we got to the season, Aaron Rodgers would be front and center. Don't believe it for a second that this was coincidence, that this story was released a couple of hours before the NFL draft out of mere coincidence. This is classic Aaron Rodgers. He's enjoying this. He completely overshadowed the NFL draft Thursday night. He was the headline. He was the number one story. Oh, Trey Lance was drafted by the 49ers at number 3? Who gives a damn? Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. Bill Belichick drafted Mac Jones? Who gives a damn? Aaron Rodgers wants out of Green Bay. Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst, or whatever his name is, he was adamant on draft day that they were not going to trade Aaron Rodgers. They expected that he was going to be their starting quarterback this season. Now, to me, I don't know if you guys know Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a stubborn dude. For the Packers management to say that, that to me just sounds like hopes and dreams. Now, of course the Packers weren't going to trade him on draft night. It's too damn expensive. Oddly enough, with the way Aaron Rodgers structured his contract extension a few years ago, he made it damn near impossible for the Packers to trade him up to this point. We all know the NFL salary cap dropped to $175 million for this season, which is about $25 million less than it was in 2020. Now, even under normal circumstances, no general manager in his right mind is going to hit his salary cap with nearly $40 million in dead money just to trade a disgruntled quarterback. They're not going to do it. And that's what the Packers were looking at if Aaron Rodgers were traded Thursday night. Nearly $40 million in dead money on their salary cap. Trust me, if that weren't the case, Aaron Rodgers would already be out of Green Bay. They had multiple teams interested. The Niners called about him, offering up the number 3 pick in the draft. Green Bay could have used that pick to select another quarterback, have that quarterback and Jordan Love battle out in training camp for the starting job. But eating that much dead cap money, it's just not realistic. So for the time being, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, they're stuck with each other. I know right now that he is saying that he will never play for Green Bay again. Don't buy into that. Aaron Rodgers is saying if he has to sit out this season, he's willing to do that. I don't believe that for a second. For one, Aaron Rodgers is 37 years old, going to be 38 later this year. He's definitely on the back nine of his NFL career. Missing an entire season at this point, that would be career suicide. And number 2, if he decided after sitting out that he wanted to come back into the NFL, the Packers would have the rights to him. So he would be in the same situation that he's in right now, under contract for a team that he doesn't want to play for. I'm seeing people say that Aaron Rodgers has all the leverage in this scenario, but that's just not true. Don't get me wrong. Aaron Rodgers has a lot of leverage, but he doesn't have all the leverage. The Packers can choose to play hardball with him. They can refuse to trade him. Now, would that be ideal? No. But neither is the proposition of trading Aaron Rodgers at this point. even if they waited until after June 1st, when the dead cap money that they would be hit with is reduced to around $14 million for 2021, $17 million for 2022, trading Aaron Rodgers still is not ideal. Why? Because he gives the Packers the best chance to win a Super Bowl this year. Green Bay's bringing back all but two starters from last season. They're poised again to win the NFC North. That all goes out the window with Aaron Rodgers gone and Jordan Love stepping in as the starter. Honestly, the Packers have really screwed the pooch here. They have screwed this thing up. They've been screwing this up with Aaron Rodgers for 2 years now. He never wanted to leave. He wanted to end his career in Green Bay. The problem was the Packers, they didn't share that vision, at least not fully. The Packers wanted to have their cake and eat it too. They wanted to keep Aaron Rodgers, but they also wanted to prepare for life without him at the same time. And you can't do both. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. You either have to commit to your legendary franchise quarterback or you commit to your future. The Packers try to do both. Yeah, Aaron, we want you to stay, but we're going to draft a quarterback in the first round and mostly defense. Then we're going to spend a first-round pick on defense again this year. But we want you committed, and we want you in Green Bay. Aaron Rodgers is not stupid. He has been begging them for help offensively for 2 or 3 years now. They haven't come through. He knew what they were doing. He also knew that this team has hit its ceiling in Green Bay. The Packers are not going to be any better than they are right now. Back in 2019... the Green Bay Packers were the worst 13-3 team in the history of the NFL. Last year, they were 13-3 again because Aaron Rodgers was as motivated as he has ever been. He was on a mission to prove to the Packers and the rest of the NFL that, yes, I am still that damn good. I'm so good, I'm going to lead a mediocre team to the NFC Championship game for the second year in a row just to prove everybody wrong. By the time we got to the offseason this year and there were no further commitments to him from the front office in Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, he'd had enough. He was done. When talking about these types of situations, I always reference marriage and divorce. In personal relationships, divorces usually don't happen because of a single event, some cataclysmic event that happens in the relationship. That's normally not the case. Divorces happen over time. Small issues, issues that are minor in the moment, but over time, they become magnified. It's the same thing in the NFL with a franchise quarterback and his team. It happened in New England with Tom Brady. He's trying to win Super Bowls every year for the Patriots, and he's doing it. Yet New England, they are preparing for life after Tom Brady. His request for help continued to fall on deaf ears to the point back in 2019, I would be willing to bet that 90% of my audience can't name one receiver on the Patriots roster that season. And Tom Brady still led them to the playoffs. It is the same with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. He realizes the Packers are not committed to him. So why would he stay? Why waste another year of his career on a team that is not committed to him 100%. Like I said, nothing's going to happen until after June 1st, if it even happens then. With the salary cap going down, even eating $14 million this year in dead money, that is a tall task for Green Bay to take on. We could reach a point where the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, they come to a stalemate with neither side willing to budge, at which point Aaron Rodgers is going to have to make a decision. Do I play hardball with Green Bay? Sit out the season just to prove a point? Would it be worth it? Or do I show up, grit my teeth, and play the 2021 season for a team that I don't want to play for and go elsewhere in 2022? It's going to be a big decision for Aaron Rodgers to make. Now, what do you guys think is going to end up happening in Green Bay? Will Aaron Rodgers be their starting quarterback this season? Or will he eventually be traded this offseason? Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.